Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you're tuning in to the broadcast again, and we're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 24, asking these three questions. Are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready for the end of this world? Are you ready for your judgment? A series of messages, we're preaching different considerations of end time events and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of this world. And not in any particular order, but just taking them and looking to preach from them and expound upon them to give each and every one that hears this broadcast a consideration. Are you ready for these things? Are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready for the end of this world? Are you ready for your judgment before Him? We're here in Matthew chapter 24, and we're picking up here in verse number 11. The Lord Jesus, His disciples have asked Him three questions. When shall these things be? What shall be the sign of Thy coming? And what will be the sign of the end of the world? And the Lord is expounding and telling some things about that. He's told them that because of war and false Christ, those that will come and say that they're the Christ, there'll be wars and rumors of war, there'll be pestilence and famines and earthquakes and such as that. He said this is just the beginning of sorrows. He says even in that, when there's this strain upon mankind and the world and just turmoil, I think what it is the Lord Jesus, God Almighty, is just going to back away from the world, and man is going to begin his self-destruction, and then the Lord is going to judge in that. The Lord's people are going to be hated, and they're going to be afflicted, they're going to be killed for the Lord's namesake. There's going to be those also that would say that they are a possessor, and they would be betrayed by others, and it'll be a hating of one another. And so that's what it says in verse number 10, and then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. It's where the rubber really meets the road about salvation of the soul and a vision for that which is eternal according to the Word of God. Is it true, or is the person just holding out for this life and the things that they can see? In verse 11, Matthew 24:11, and many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. So there'll be those that'll come and they'll be preaching. They'll say they'll know the answer to the things at hand. They'll know the answer according to the Word of God. And I think it's fair to say these guys are going to be self-promoters. They're going to be in it for what they do, TV and radio evangelists. And I know you're hearing me on the radio, but anyone that promotes self rather than promotes the Lord Jesus Christ, anybody that promotes the hearer here, I want you to understand that anyone that promotes the hearer rather than the Lord Jesus Christ and what He has said and what He's commanded, what He has given, the salvation through Him and judgment by Him and so forth. Anybody that talks about another other than Jesus Christ, whether it be of self or talks about the promotion of the hearer. And of course, we want sinners to be saved. And indeed, there's great blessing and promotion in that. But this health and wealth gospel, I would imagine that the Apostle Paul really would wonder why it is that he didn't have health and why it is he didn't have wealth, because he found himself in whatever state he was in to therewith be content. And we know that he was sickly by his own testimony, and we know that he suffered need many, many times. Look at the brethren. Look at the men in the Scripture, the apostles. All of them, historically, we understand that all of them lost their life, and that John the Apostle, was the only one that lived a full life, but was exiled and shamefully entreated and afflicted during the course of his ministry. John the Baptist, the predecessor of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that came before him, preparing and preaching and baptizing, I think he lost his head. And so, you know, health and wealth gospel, quote unquote, really speaks to the flesh and what people want. But it's really kind of another lottery scheme. And also understand this, while I'm on the subject, remember this, Satan is the prince and the power of the air. And so Satan can take with the goods of this world and he can bless people. Satan can take the goods of this world and bless people. So just because somebody is prosperous, just because somebody is wealthy, and just because they claim the name of the Lord, doesn't mean that the Lord knows them or they have anything to do with the Lord. Salvation is by repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and receiving Him and what He has done for the sinner. You identify with Christ, you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you need Him, otherwise you have no hope. You see yourself as the sinner that you really are, guilty, condemned before God, having broken His law, sinned against Him, hated Him, deserving of hell and the lake of fire. When you repent of your sins before God, not an itemization, because we all can't know how we've sinned against God, nor can we remember what we've sinned, but we know that we're sinners, and we believe that we're sinners, as God tells us that it's so with us, and we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in, receive Him, or the words of the Scripture, come unto Him, as he says. And so, that really flies in the face of the health and wealth gospel. And what about the apostles? What about John the Baptist? What about even our Savior? Health and wealth? Well, really, I don't think so. When you look at the Scriptures, there's few. There's some, but there are few that are noble, that are called, and few that are wealthy, that are called. And the Lord uses means, and He uses people, and He blesses people with stuff. There's not anything wrong with stuff. There's not anything wrong with money. Unless we take it and make it an idol, put it between us and the Lord. And so many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many, and they're at hand in our day, aren't they? Verse number 12. And because iniquity, that is wickedness and sin, shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Now this Lord love here, you know, the world's taken the world love and made it something that it's not, made it sensual, made it where the world just thinks of those things sensual, those things sexual, that's all that love means. What this is talking about, this love here, agape love, in the Greek, it's the word agape. Agape love, true love, biblical love shown by the Father, for God so loved the world. Love shown by the Lord is love with legs on it. It's love pushes to action. It's love with legs on it. It's love that goes on to action, not just talk, not just friendship. But love, self-sacrificing love, agape love. Because of the iniquity, wickedness, and sin, and deceit and deception, iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. It's going to come to a survivalist time. And how will the self-sacrificing love of people be? How will it be of the children of God? Well, it'll be there. How will it be with the sinner without Christ? It'll be dog-eat-dog. And only the strong survive. That'll be the thinking and the way of them. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. You know, it's often said that Baptists believe in eternal security for the sake of just being wicked and sinful. And pursuing on, pursuing the things that we say that we were saved from. God forbid, it should never be with the Lord's people and the children of God that we would be presumptuous upon our Lord and the grace of our Lord and the great salvation of our Lord. We're saved from our sins. And it's ordained of God that we should be pursuing and ensuing good works and righteousness. The Apostle Peter quotes the Old Testament. He says that the Lord says, "Be holy, for I am holy, saith the Lord." We're to love our Lord and to follow Him and to hear Him. When tempted and tried, which we will be tempted and tried, we look for that way of escape and obedience to our Lord. And the saints of the Lord will persevere. They will be following the Lord and faithful to the Lord until their end. We have examples in the Scripture, and there are some examples of men that are saved that if we didn't have the scripture tell us that they were saved, we wouldn't know it. But we believe that Samson is saved. He's in the honor roll of faith. We believe that Lot is saved. Peter has to tell us that. Otherwise, we might not know that Lot was saved. And one might say, so, well, those guys don't really seem to have persevered till the end. Well, the thing is it's not so much about seeing about them. They are examples unto us. Samson and Lot, the ways that they pursued were not good. King Saul, the way that he pursued was not good, not right, not honoring to his Lord. But it gets down to you. Are you looking for an excuse? Are you looking just to get past obedience to the Lord? Maybe you need to do some soul searching. Are you really saved? Do you desire the Lord and his word, or you just give it lip service? And so he says, he that shall endure, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. It's going to be a showing that they are saved, one that endures these trials and tribulations. Verse number 14, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. So here we have an indicator. They've asked him the question, when shall these things be? What he's talking about, not one stone left upon another. And what shall be the sign of thy coming? What shall be the sign of the end of the world? He says, and then shall the end come. And so he's given an indicator here when the end comes. It's going to come. It's going to be the beginning of the end when the gospel is going around the globe. Now, we believe and know that the gospel has gone around the globe. The New World, our continent, North America, was the last, and South America and Central America to some extent, but the North America was the last unchartered territory in the world. And so the gospel has gone around the globe. It has been in Europe or in Asia. It's been in Europe, it's been in Africa, and then it came to this world, and now it's going from this world back to those places where it came from. And so it's happened. Then shall the end come. Are we seeing the end now? Is this really going to be it? Remember about the scoffers that we preached about earlier in the passage that's there in 2 Peter. Just because things seem to be the same as they always have been doesn't mean that the Lord's not coming. He's promised that he's coming. He's promised that this world will come to an end and will be destroyed and a new one in righteousness be brought forth. And so, hear the word of the Lord. Well, I see our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles, and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.